This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk. Unofficialmills.co.uk. The home for all things Scott Mills.
And now on Radio 1, it's Meal or No Meal. And here's your host, Chopper.
You're always looking for a voiceover opportunity, aren't you? Aren't you? Really?
That's right.
Right, do you want to know how this works?
Yeah.
Six tins, the labels have all been taken off.
Right. There's tins of food.
Tins of food, yeah, all sorts of stuff in there. One of the tins is dog food. Basically, playing and Laura's playing. The loser is the one that gets the dog food.
Why can't you play?
Because I'm the quizmaster, you've just introduced me. Now, obviously, you can't see what you're about to taste, so I blindfold you both. You pick one of the tins at random, I spoon it to you, you can guess what it is if you want, but if you get the dog food, you lose.
I don't want to eat dog food.
I don't want to play this anymore.
No, I don't want to play anymore.
You volunteered to be contestants on my game show, you can't now turn around. Would you like me to blindfold you, Laura?
Is dog food harmful to humans?
In your dreams.
Right, so Laura's now
I'm just putting
a kind of leg warm around her so she can't see anything.
Oh, I've got your hair.
So it's like Russian roulette, only one of them's dog food.
Yeah, only one of them's dog food, yeah?
Right, so I come around there?
Yeah, you come around there and I'll blindfold you as well.
Okay.
I'm really scared.
I don't like it.
How's that?
Hang on. Right, okay.
You can't see anything, can you?
Nothing, no.
Right, do you want to go first, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, I'm really scared.
Right, here are the six tins in front of you.
Right.
Go down, you just pick one of them.
Okay. I can't
open it. Would you like me to open it for
you? Yeah,
you open it. They're all wrinkle-based, so we don't need a tin opener. Right. Here's the spoon.
And whoever gets the dog food loses.
Go.
Good luck, Scott.
I think it's fruit cocktail.
It's fruit!
Oh.
You're still in. Laura. The pressure is on you. The tins are in front of you, my darling. Which one do you want?
That one.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm so gonna get it.
Oh, dear, Laura. Here we go.
Oh, beans.
Beans is right.
Oh, no.
Scott, the pressure's back on.
Right,
you Do you prefer this to car alarm or not?
Right, I hope you've mixed these tins up, because I know that on the bottom of them it says what it is.
Yeah, I have.
You're going to give me dog food
on purpose. I'm not going to give you dog food.
Look, you are.
Put your hand down there.
Right, mix the tins up.
There you go, there's four tins
right,
there.
I'm going to mix them up myself. Okay, go.
I can't believe you don't trust me.
I don't. Not one bit.
Here we go.
Hello.
Oh.
Oh, don't do that, please.
Oh, dear.
What is it?
Can I smell it, please?
Here we go. Here we go. Go on. It's not dog food. There you go.
What is it?
It's steak chunks.
Oh, that tastes like dog food.
It's not. It means the dog food's still there, Laura.
Oh, no. All right, that one.
If anyone ever thinks like this is dumbing down at all, then let us know. 8-1-9.
Here we go.
I know! I can smell it!
Eat it.
Here you go, Laura. It's a dog food! Yes! Scott, you're the first winner of Meal or No Meal!
Thank you!
That's so disgusting! I've got a bit of jelly stuck in my teeth.
Gross!
I don't know what flavour it was, Laura. Sorry, what's your favourite flavour of dog food?
Oh, chicken.
What did it taste like?
Gross.
Ugh.
How do you think that went?
I think that was, yeah, that's fine. Needs a bit of work, maybe, but...
Better than car alarm?
Yeah.
I think the calls are flooded.
I think I'd be different if I got the dog food.